This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm the aforementioned captain, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, by the internet and the satellite. And a big shout-out to the folks up there in North Tampa at Moss Nissan. We were there this afternoon and had a great chat with some folks, met a couple of customers that were there because the captain sent them. How about that? And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Not everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, over the weekend, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We are on Parler, but until Parler comes back, that's a dead issue at the moment. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Go over there. Take advantage of all the little things that we have to offer over there. And I'm sure you'll enjoy seeing what you see, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, hour number one, the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, and it's the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, the ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we found out late yesterday, Chuckie Schumer announced that, along with Nancy Pelosi, the impeachment documents are going to be walked over, I believe, sometime next week by Nancy, and they will try the case, if you will, the unconstitutional impeachment case starting the 8th of February. And there's something very interesting about all this. Let's see if you picked up on this. Who will not be there?
Well, I think there's some question, number one, as to whether or not Chief Justice John Roberts would preside over.
He's not going. And if he's not there, it's not an impeachment, a legal and binding impeachment. Without the Chief Justice, which is what it requires to have a trial in the Senate, you don't have it.
Well, I would agree completely, but unfortunately, the people in charge of the Senate now and the people in charge of the House and the people in charge of the White House, they don't care.
But
they honestly don't care,
but there's one little problem. Go read the Constitution, folks. It's in there. Without the Chief Justice, they do not have an impeachment trial. That's the fact. All right, well, let me just get up on my little soapbox here for a minute and talk about President Joe Biden and his unity agenda. Now, the president issued a strong call for unity in his inaugural address. He pleaded, "We must end this uncivil war that pits red against blue, rural against urban, conservative against liberal." However, his executive orders, signed on the very first day of his administration, showed us that he's going to drive a hard left agenda down everybody's throat. Now, Mr. Biden stressed the unity of purpose, so said the New York Times. But his first actions in office are aimed not at compromise and cooperation with his adversaries. Instead, they suggest a determination to quickly erase much, if not all, of the Trump agenda and legacy. He issued 17 executive orders, waging what the New York Times called was a full-scale assault on his predecessor's legacy. That's not staking middle ground. That's not moving towards unity. The administration threatens to be hostile, but when it comes to religious liberty, it's going to create a very different situation, especially for Christians and others with religious convictions who are incompatible with the LGBTQ revolution or the pro-abortion movement. We've already heard about that. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. He's not doing anything to help unity. He's sticking it in her face.
Well, you know, Captain, you're right. The Biden administration and the actions of President Biden are just really kind of the calls for unity. That's an illusion on their part. And he isn't trying to find common ground. And also, Captain, he just, with the stroke of a pen, decided to, number one, make things tough not only for American workers but also for Canadian workers. And with the XL pipeline, you know, with the Xing out of that, and that also, you know what, Captain? The Canadians came in, too, full throttle with this. We had investors come in. They had permits, the processes they had to go through and so forth. And all of that is taken away because of a political change. And it's not good for people who are losing jobs on both sides of the border.
Now, I'm going to talk about something for a minute, and I haven't got a lot of time to mention it, so I guess I'll tease it. A little disturbing report from the Hill about two Florida banks that say that they've closed President Trump's accounts. Now, the accounts that they've closed happen to be some sort of money market accounts with anywhere from, and they're not saying for sure, but the Washington Post is reporting that the accounts are anywhere from $5.1 million to $25.2 million at two different banks. We're getting ready to take a break, and when we come back from the break, we'll tell you where the banks are. We'll also tell you what is going on here, because I believe if these banks start messing around, with President Trump, and nothing has been, he's not been convicted of anything, correct, Kyle?
Exactly, yeah.
He's not been charged in anything, correct, Kyle?
Right.
I would think that he would have one hell of a lawsuit sitting right now in his favor if these people don't back off. And I would, if I were him, I would threaten them right now with a lawsuit. That's what I would do. That's just me talking. Hold that thought, Kyle. When we come back, we'll tell you who the banks are. They're down in South Florida, but we'll tell you who the banks are. And we'll also tell you about this $300 million loan he's got and what's being talked about there, too. I will be right back. This is the Captain America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own and operate Relief Factor. Now, they have given me a website where you all can go and take a look and see what I already know. I've been taking Relief Factor for a little bit more than 5 years, and all I can tell you is it works for me. The problem that I have is with inflammation and with pain in my left leg and ankle. And when that happens, I take the Relief Factor, the packet in the morning. Then I take it again later at night just before I start the radio show around midnight or so. And that's it. Problem solved. No more swelling. No more pain. And if I need it during the day, I take it a third time because these little packets that come with the four little convenient capsules in them, easy to swallow, that all works for me. Now, it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it that helps support the body's natural response to inflammation, which lowers and eliminates pain, goes right straight to the source of the pain, and the swelling is gone. It's 100% drug-free. 100% drug-free. And it will support a healthy response to inflammation and decrease the discomfort that you're in, too. So, take a look at it. There's a $19.95 3-week quick start. That's all it costs, $19.95 for a 3-week quick start. You can go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try that 3-week quick start. And if it works for you, fine. You go right on the automatic delivery. If it doesn't work for you, then you just say, okay, no harm, no foul. But if you just want to keep it around, like some people have done, and said, well, can I go back in and order it 3-4 months later if I want to? Well, sure you can. Sure you can. So, the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, well, going to these banks, this story just kind of really grabs at me because, again, the statement we made, the factual statement was,
President Trump has not been charged with any type of crime. He's not under indictment, none of that, right?
Right.
So a Florida bank announced this week, Banks United, that they were going to close down his account. This is a money market account. And the Washington Post reported that the account had somewhere between $5.1 million and $25.2 million in it. But in the meantime, another Florida bank last week that we didn't hear anything about until this week, a professional bank, along with the Banks United Bank, and these are Florida banks, I might add, last week announced it would be cutting ties with the former president, Donald Trump, saying it would no longer conduct business with the former president or any of his organizations. Now, we also know about Signature Bank in New York and Deutsche Bank, which have also said they will no longer be conducting future businesses with Trump. In fact, Signature Bank notably took a strong stance against Trump and his allies in Congress, calling for him to resign and saying it would not conduct business with lawmakers who had objected to certifying the presidential election. Now, Deutsche Bank is a bank that Donald Trump has a $300 million loan from, and they are reportedly looking to offload those loans to another lender due to the negative press that they're getting from people that are saying, hey, dump Trump. And that's where we're at with all of that. In the meantime, we do have the Manhattan District Attorney, Cyrus Vance, also conducting an investigation into whether or not Trump misrepresented the value of his assets in order to receive larger tax deductions. And, of course, if he did, that's fraud if they can prove it. But that's been going on for how many years?
Yeah, several years, yes, exactly. Well, and again, this is, it's all part of the pile on now. And, you know, they've made some calculation here to say if we dump Trump's bank accounts, it's going to do this or that for us. But unfortunately, Captain, it's actually a very bad example. Nothing has happened yet, or they just have, they have simply an opinion on what happened at the Capitol on January the 6th. Decided that they don't like any association with Trump at all. But again, they'd be hard pressed to say that Trump did something wrong in this, in the classic sense.
What is November 8, 2021?
Well, that is, I believe, going to be election day for a lot of local elections.
And state.
And state elections, yes.
So I am declaring right here now in the radio show November 8, 2021 to be D-Day. It's going to be Dump the Dems Day. D-Day, Dump the Dems Day, for getting rid of the Dems at the local and state level and starting over. And again, folks, wherever you're at, wherever you're listening to me from, doesn't matter what state or province or territory or whatever you're listening to me from, the local level is where you start out if you want election reform. Then you work your way up to the state level. So November 8, 2021 in the United States and our territories is going to be D-Day, Dump the Dems Day, okay? Dump the Dems Day, November 8, 2021. That's the day that you'll vote against any incumbent Democrats and put in Republicans, Independents, Libertarians, whoever the best candidate is, anybody but a Democrat, period.
Well, right, and you know, Captain, the it really is doable. It sounds on its face.
Like I've done it. We did this in 2008, 2009, and 2010. We did this.
Right. But I think the average person listening might say to themselves, "Well, that there's a lot to go, that goes into that." But I got to tell you, once you get started. And once you get some successes under your belt, it's going to get easier, and there's going to be a momentum that builds. And that's, I think, what you're talking about here, Captain,
yep.
is getting that momentum
yep.
happening. Yeah.
And they need to do it now because the election's coming up in November. We can start it this year. Now, there's several different ways that you can give us information and let us know what's going on in your areas where you fire up your groups. I've obviously got a contact point at the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's number one. Number two, you can contact me if you're on Facebook by sending me a message over there. Number three, you can contact me on MeWe because I'm over there too. They've got messages over there. So there, and you can contact me by email if you want. Okay, so there's the different ways you can do it. But the fact of the matter is, we are serious about this. We did this back in 2008 when Barack Obama came along. It took us 2 years to get it squared away and get it moving along. But in 2 years, we had control By we, I mean we the people had control of the Congress of the United States. We got Nancy Pelosi and retired her as Speaker. That's got to be done again. We need to ensure that. And the way we do it is November the 8th, 2021. It's dump the D-Day, dump the Dems Day, okay? D-Day, dump the Dems Day. And it's going to be the day we're going to get rid of Democrats at the local and state levels. We can do this.
Absolutely. It is doable.
Yeah. Now, we'll get back on schedule here. As I said to the weekend folks haven't heard this, Kyle, so bear with me. You heard it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some major news, folks, coming up about the radio show here in about another 2 weeks at the very most. Major, huge news, okay? This is going to be the news of a lifetime for yours truly and all of you that have been hanging in with me for the last 21 years, and you're going to love this one. You are going to love this one when you hear it. So there you go. Now, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that I haven't discussed the post-inauguration violence with President Biden, as critics are condemning her silence. Why aren't you saying something about what's going on in Portland, Seattle, and last night, Denver?
Isn't that something?
They're quiet.
Isn't that interesting? Now, obviously, and these protesters are calling Biden by name. They're, you know, this is something that obviously you'd have some comment from the White House, if only to simply roundly condemn these kinds of things. But to simply say, as far as we know, that, well, we haven't talked about it with the president yet, seems just a little weak, very weak, as a matter of fact.
Well, it's beyond weak.
Yeah.
it's there's no reason for it. Now, the Biden White House announced a new effort to focus on domestic violent extremism. You know, we've got terrorists in this country, and they're from Iran, they're from Iraq, they're from China, they're from Russia, they're from, they're from Iran. Some of them may even be from Cuba. We don't even know how many Chinese agents are in this country going to school, quote, as students. And all of that's got to be re-looked at, re-examined. And at a time when you're going to say, well, we're going to make all these people that are here legal because it's only 11 million. Really? You want to bet that when they get around to doing that, that they'll have 25, 30 million people crawl out of the woodwork? You want to bet?
Yeah, that's probably the more accurate number, and certainly with the amnesty thing. And as you mentioned, Captain, you know, you got, as you said, you've got foreign agents here, but, you know, one could ask Eric Swalwell, but I don't think his detector works too good on that.
The detector that's working good is not the detector you want to work good, if you get my drift.
well, we're just not going to ask him anyway.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Yep, the Eric Swalwell detector available at your five and dime. All right, we'll be right back with more right after these messages here. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Hello to Leo down in Miami. Hello to Lynn up there in Cape Cod. Hello to Robert the Bugler. How you doing there, my friend? And hello to George. Hello to Ken. Hello to Paul. And hello to Jim. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Hundreds of National Guard members who were asked to leave the U.S. Capitol were allowed to return indoors after spending time in a cold parking garage on Thursday night. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy calls it shameful.
Many of them had to be sleeping on cots for the week, very few bathrooms and others. Many of the congresswomen and men were coming down bringing them pizza and others and thanking them. And the next thing you know, they're just swiffing them out the door.
McCarthy tells Sean Hannity on Fox News he puts the blame at the feet of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called the move outrageous. Several lawmakers pressed U.S. Capitol Police to reverse course late Thursday night. Schumer said late Friday that opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial of Donald Trump will begin on the week of February 8th. House Speaker Pelosi is expected to send an article of impeachment to the Senate on Monday. Trump is the first former president to face impeachment after leaving office. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and you're going to hear me talking about this from now on. Kyle is going to start a group. I'm going to be in it. You guys can get in it, too. We're going to put it on Facebook. I'm going to put it up on MeWe, too, so we'll have it on those two sites. It's going to be called National Dump the Dems Day, November 8, 2021. November 8, 2021, National Dump the Dems Day. That's the day we have the next election. It's a local election, local and state offices up for election that day. We are going to put it right back on them starting in this November. They're not going to know what hits them. And then it'll line us up for the next year, the midterm elections. That's the way we did it in 2008. That's the way we're going to do it this time. It works. It works. And we have the numbers. 74 million people are in our ranks, unlike the 80 million that we've heard about that maybe Joe Biden had. And I use the word maybe. All right. Well, there's no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent or the GEICO Insurance Company website than by going to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there and find out what I found out about 15 years ago, and that is that I save money every year on my car insurance and on my homeowner's insurance because they are my agents. I know that because I constantly check the rates every year. When it comes time, I'll call up another company or two and see what the rates are, and nobody can come close to what I get at GEICO. So go to the website, GEICO.com, GEICO. And again, you got a car, you got a truck, maybe you're riding around a motorcycle, maybe you got an ATV, a boat, or an RV to go along with it. They'll insure it all. And
You add your homeowner's or your renter's insurance policy to it, and guess what? You bundle it. That's what they call it. You bundle it, and you save even more money. So it's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. National Dump the Dems Day. I like that.
Yeah, it's got a ring to it.
Well, we're going to do it.
Yep.
We're going to do it. I've done it before, folks. I know what I'm talking about here. When if anybody says, well, what are we going, our vote doesn't count, don't give me that crap. It does. You just got to get out there and do it. And by the way, you vote in person. Oh, wait a minute. I know something. Amazon. Did you hear about the Amazon folks? They want to have a union. They got an election to see if they got enough people that want to go union at an Amazon warehouse. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I've heard something about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Amazon is trying to get them to postpone the vote because of the COVID thing. They want to have permission to do mail-in voting. Mail-in voting. And Amazon doesn't want any parts of the mail-in voting.
That's right. That's exactly
isn't
right.
That something?
Well, because, I don't know, maybe that could be, somebody could mess with that.
Well, hello. Where did you hear that? Where did you hear that, folks? Many, many months ago, perhaps even a year, year and a half, or 2 years ago. Where did you hear that first? Right here on this program. I told you it didn't work. I told you we tried it. I told you it was a huge disaster, and we got rid of it.
Well, yeah, and didn't Jimmy Carter, wasn't he part of some commission that figured out that mail-in voting was, it could be rife for fraud? And
that's it.
Yeah, and the Democrats didn't even listen to Jimmy Carter. So what kind of world are we living in now?
Bill, old nuts Carter. All right. Now, let's talk about Senator Chuckie Boy Schumer and Senator Imhoff. I believe he's from Oklahoma. They say that orders to boot the National Guard out of the Capitol and into the parking garage where they were taking shifts at sleeping on the cold concrete floor with no heat in the building and only one bathroom for I don't know how many hundreds of troops were in there didn't come from up high. It came from somebody down the line a bit. Well, I'm telling you, it never should have happened. That's my opinion. And when they find out who the guy was that gave this order, don't be surprised if he isn't doing KP for the next 6 years.
No kidding. But of course, you know, the whole
and it might have been a woman. I better be careful. Because we do have male and female officers, and this would have been an officer somewhere in the middle of the chain of command. It wouldn't have been somebody way up the ladder, because the people up the ladder probably didn't even know this was going on.
Well, exactly. And, you know, a lot of the troops, they've slept, I'm sure, in worse places under more difficult conditions. But that's not the point. The point is, the principle of the thing, to treat our National Guard troops like this, it's just absolutely reprehensible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me back up here. We're not in Iraq. We're not in Afghanistan. We're not in Kuwait. We're not in the Somalia or any of those areas, okay? We're not in South Korea. We're in the United States. And for God's sake, even when you go out to camp out in a bivouac, they let you dig a latrine and have that out there. You couldn't do that in a parking lot.
Nope.
In a garage. And I hate to even think of what they were doing, but anyway, it is what it is. Okay, now, more than 100 National Guard members have also, at this point, at this broadcast, have tested positive for coronavirus. Can you imagine how many people that 100 could have infected already by the people they've come in contact with?
Well, sure, and of course we saw some of the pictures of the very close quarters in the parking garage, and so, you know, where was the social distancing or the thought?
It's more in the parking garage. It's the Capitol. They were all side by side, butt to butt, literally.
Yep, that's right. That's right. But again, you know, it's a terrible thing. You know, if there was no provision made for the safety of the troops in and of themselves.
Now, Senator Charles Chuckie Boy Schumer yesterday came out and said February the 8th is when they will start the proceedings with the Trump impeachment trial. President Biden is suggesting that delaying the impeachment timeline is going to be better. Didn't say why, but I'm sure he was going along with the thought that it would give President Trump an opportunity to prepare some sort of defense. But here's the thing, okay, and we talked about this, and I'm going to say it again. The Chief Justice of the United States, John Roberts, will not be there. And you can't have an impeachment trial in the Senate without having, per the Constitution, the Chief Justice of the United States or the highest-ranking member of the Supreme Court if you don't have a Chief Justice. That's what it says.
Well, right. And again, the Democrats, they don't want to blow the dust off their copies of the Constitution if they still have them and read exactly what the procedure is, because it's right there in black and white, written on a parchment, you know, long, long time ago. It hasn't changed. And so it's definitely not constitutional from every aspect that we can look at this thing, but they're going to continue ahead, but because they're doing a political act. But they don't understand that they're also contributing to the great division mm-hmm. that still exists in this country. They are not helping any kind of unity notion whatsoever.
Now, I'm a baseball fan, and so are you, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
We lost one of the classiest acts in baseball yesterday. I had the opportunity to meet this gentleman one time. I called him Hammerin' Hank Aaron. That was his nickname, Hammerin' Hank Aaron. I remember him from years ago. When he first started, watched his career, followed him, had the opportunity to meet him when I was in the fire service. I actually, and I've told you about this before, I worked as a fire marshal at a baseball game, and he came to town to play, and I had the opportunity to meet him and shake his hand. And Hank Aaron passed away. He lived a great life, died in his sleep. I think he was 87. Is that right, Kyle?
Yeah, 86 or 87, yeah.
Yeah, but that man and his home run record, he was a legitimate home run king. No steroids, no nothing. Okay, he was the legitimate home run king. You cannot dispute or argue or say anything bad about that man because he did it the right way. And Barry Bonds and all that stuff, what he did, we know he was juiced. The same for McGuire and Sosa and that bunch. But Hank Aaron did it the right way. And what a career. He will be missed. But I thought about this, and I thought I'd add a little flair to it here at the end. We know Tommy Lasorda passed away about a week or so ago, right?
Right, right.
Well, he's the great manager in the sky right now, so I guess he needed a power hitter in the lineup.
Well, exactly right. And you know, what can you say about Hank Aaron? I mean, people just looked up to him, and especially kids growing up throughout his career.
I was one of them.
Yeah, they could look up to Hank Aaron. He's a guy, as you said, who played the game right, and baseball, I got to say, is a great uniting factor throughout our modern history here.
Yeah.
And Hank Aaron was a huge part of that.
Yeah, and I had a Hank Aaron bat, and I had a Hank Aaron glove when I was growing up.
Wow.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He was one of my idols, him and Mickey Mantle and, let's see, Whitey Ford and some of those, let's see, Warren Spahn. I'm dating myself, trying to remember who the other guys were. But, shoot, there was a Red Shandings. Remember the old Cardinals?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that bunch. And anyway, really appreciated all of them. Okay, well, hold that thought, Kyle. And folks, we're coming right back with the first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Oh, boy, we got a humdinger lined up there. Gar, on to it. We got us a bunch of snow where we're not supposed to necessarily have snow. But guess what? Hello to another snowstorm in the Midwest. And the upstate New York area is getting more lake effect snow. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And this is our first Truckers Highway and Bible Report for everybody out there in the roads. And we got some stuff to tell you about tonight, but first we got to play some of our world famous music, and I got a request for this one because people like to sing along with this one. Here we go.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a cake size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
What you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit, and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars.
goes out to our buddy Eric in Seminole. He wants to be a rock star, and Eric knows what I'm talking about there, because that one there epitomizes what a rock star is all about. All right, we're going to bring Kyle back in here. What do you think, Kyle?
No, I think I want a lot of the same things.
Yeah,
here, and,
yeah, I want some of what I was watching on the video there. That's holy smokes. But anyway, stormy weather in the west is going to spread east, and let me tell you something. An active and complex weather pattern is in store this weekend through next week as multiple storms track from the west coast to the east coast. Rain and high elevation snow is expected across California, the Great Basin, the southwest, and the central and southern Rockies. Meanwhile, a storm system will bring snow to the Midwest. If you're along I-90, okay, if you're along I-90, you are going to be in snow all the way from South Dakota to Wisconsin. That's just the way it's going to be, and it's going to be heavy at times, and there's no way out of it. And if you're up there in the lee shore of Lake Ontario, the way the wind's blowing right now, oh, goody, goody, goody. Yep. Kyle, take it away. What's going on?
Well, Captain, out west tonight, we've got the several winter storm watches and advisories starting in Southern California. We have a winter storm watch starting from the San Diego area, the border with Mexico, all the way up through the Riverside County area, San Bernardino National Forest, ranging up towards Los Angeles, up through Santa Clarita. So if you're heading up I-5, or if you're heading up California 99, you're going to run into this winter storm watch, basically. It's also going to extend out over towards Yosemite National Park. Up in Northern California, as you head up I-5, you're going to find the same story. Winter storm watch coming up through Southern Oregon, up through Rosenberg, and a little bit north of there. Over in Nevada, winter weather advisory covering almost the entire state of Nevada tonight with the winter storm warning in central Nevada. Also, next door in Utah, same story. We've got the winter weather advisory throughout the central part of the state, avalanche warning and winter weather advisory in the Salt Lake City, Ogden, and the Logan areas tonight as you're coming up I-15, so be careful there. Wyoming also covered by winter weather advisory, winter storm warning. Looks like it's going to be in the area along Elk Mountain as you go along I-80 tonight. Colorado, winter weather advisories in the eastern part of the state as you're coming down I-70, so be very careful with that. Arizona, central part of the state, winter weather advisory as well. And as you said, Captain, those storms coming from west to east, and we're going to start encountering that here in my area of the woods in Southern California later tonight through tomorrow. A little bit of break for a couple of days, then about Tuesday or so, I think the system will start coming through.
Okay, I'm going to start with I-90 because about halfway across South Dakota tonight on I-90, you are going to be in snow. It's going to start up there. It's going to go across Minnesota, south of the Twin Cities. So it looks like it's going to stay south of the Twin Cities. And you are going to have an interesting driving situation coming out of South Dakota on I-90, across Minnesota, and across Wisconsin until you get over south of Milwaukee. And then you should be out of it unless something changes. But right now, that's what's going on. Now, this snow runs pretty much from the northern part of Iowa, just inside Iowa, on up about halfway up into Minnesota, and about halfway up through Wisconsin, and about halfway up through the eastern half of South Dakota. Now, you also have what looks like to be some snow down south of Lincoln, Nebraska, and Omaha down to the Kansas line, about 50 miles in from the state line with Iowa and Missouri. So that's kind of down in the middle of things there. And then moving on over and down to Texas, we've got a lot of fog tonight in Texas. Now, first of all, I'm going to start with Lubbock. Lubbock, Texas, south on down towards Pecos, you've got fog about 40 to 50 miles wide all the way down. It's also over into New Mexico down there in the southeastern corner. Again, that's Roswell, New Mexico. You're going to have fog down in there. And you're going to have a little bit of fog across I-20 as you come out of the junction with I-10. It'll be up on I-20, not I-10, for about 50 to 75 miles. Now, along the Gulf of Mexico, from Brownsville, Texas, all the way to New Orleans, all the way to New Orleans. First of all, Houston, Beaumont area, all the way to New Orleans on I-10, you've got fog, period, dense fog. You've also got that same fog along the coastline all the way from Houston on down to Brownsville, Texas, so be advised of that. Now, we do have some fog and perhaps some freezing drizzle mixed into things up in Georgia, up north of Valdosta, up around Tifton, going over towards Savannah, Georgia, due east, and also into the south, the southeastern bottom corner along Savannah, Myrtle Beach in there tonight, so be advised of that. Now, let's go up into upstate New York, not to be outdone. Here we go again, lake effect snow machine. Wind blowing off the lake, but it's blowing in a little different direction tonight. So, you've got snow from just north and east of Buffalo through Rochester, the Lilac City, and I mean through Rochester, just skirting the thruway there, till you get to Syracuse. Then central New York and Syracuse, all the higher elevations, you've got lake effect snow tonight, all the way over to Utica and south down 81, down there towards Casanova, Lafayette, those areas in there, Skinny Atlas, you're going to have snow along Route 20 on what we call hills, but a lot of people call them mountains because they're like 1,500 to 2,000 feet up and down, Kyle. You know what that's like, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's snow in that area. Then the snow will be pretty much along Oneida Lake. It's not up north yet, but there is a little patch up around Watertown where you're getting a little bit of snow up there between Watertown and the bridge on the St. Lawrence Seaway, but that's all going to change if the wind changes. In the meantime, you do have a gale warning tonight along the coastlines from just about the central part of New Jersey all the way up to Nova Scotia. Along the coastal side, and our friends in Portland, Maine tonight are probably getting blown around in the wind, so you guys bat down the hatches there. And that's what the weather is looking like right now. And, folks, don't forget, the pilot in Flying J, and I was at a Flying J yesterday, stopped by the one up there in San Antonio, up there at Dade City, exit San Antonio, and talked to some folks there, shook some driver's hands, handed out some cards and whatnot. And you can go there, and that one that I'm talking about had a Denny's in it. I had lunch. There had a great lunch there, as a matter of fact, at the Denny's in the Flying J, and the food was tres excelente, Kyle.
Well, I can imagine so, because that's what you can expect when you pull into the pilot or Flying J. If it's a Denny's or if it's a Huddle House or if it's a Subway, whatever you find, you're going to find something great to eat.
Yep, and the manager told me to tell you. That, tell him the captain sent you. You're going to get yourself a free cup of coffee. So that's for Mr. Kavanaugh. Oh, boy.
Very cool.
Made a lot of good friends there. Okay, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Remember, Flying J, pilot truck stops. Tell him the captain sent you on the Third Watch. You've been listening to me on the radio, and I've been talking about them, and you'll get your coffee. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.